morning, everyone, and welcome to the Doctor Within podcast number 708. Dr. Tim O'Shea here. Today we're going to talk about face mask exemptions and face mask science. For the first time in the history of the world, the population has been suddenly persuaded into thinking that if everyone wears face masks, it will stop the spread of infectious disease. Never before in the past 20 millennia have we seen such an extravagant belief so universally accepted by the entire world in less than a month. This is the result of allowing people with no educational requirements whatsoever, bureaucrats, legislators, governors, etc., to be in a position to mandate health decisions for an entire population. This new politics has shifted the entire definition of quarantine 180 degrees. What am I talking about? Well, historically, when there have been actual outbreaks of true infectious diseases, you quarantined the diseased group, not the entire population. You only isolated the infected group. That's what quarantine is. Common sense dictates that we protect the healthy majority from the sick minority, not the other way around. See the difference? What we're living through today, isolating the entire population of the world, has never been done before in the history of the world. The fact that no scientists or doctors have come forward to point out the lunacy of such an attack on the world's healthy population, something like that can only be accomplished one way, when science is left far behind and politics takes over. Plus, the population must be sufficiently docile and uninformed so as not to recognize the physical impossibility of what is being proposed. That's been the recipe for today's global catastrophe. Mythology. The indoctrination of the face mask mythology has been so complete, so mesmerizing, that in the absence of any verifiable science, in virtually every city in the U.S. today, you can see people walking down the street by themselves or driving in their cars by themselves, even sitting in their homes by themselves, obediently wearing face masks. I just returned from a week in Vegas where the face mask ban was lifted a month ago. So there's no face mask requirements there anywhere, right? And yet, about 30% of the people were still walking around with their masks on, indoors and outdoors, voluntarily. The same thing is happening in most of the other states that have opened back up. Exactly what do these individuals believe? Apparently, they have somehow been persuaded that pathogenic viruses have the ability to float around in the open air looking for any available human mouth to enter and begin a potentially fatal disease process. Such an article of faith is not based on any verifiable science, but instead on the unending flow of misinformation all day, every day, from every possible medium. The subject line of every online government document and every journal article and from signs on the door of every single business. What's the definition of religion? Belief in that for which there is no evidence. America was the first country in history to be founded on the idea of freedom of religion. So, of course, people are welcome to believe in whatever they want. But that's not what we have here with the germ theory. This particular new religion of germophobes wearing face masks is being forced on people who do not belong to that particular cult. Forced onto 100% of the population. Now we're seeing signs in businesses everywhere, no mask, no service, in the absence of any legitimate science. A direct violation of the First Amendment, enforced by police and bureaucrats whose original oath was what? To defend the Constitution from all enemies, foreign and domestic. Remember? Store clerks are relying on some imaginary mantra from World Health Organization guidelines or CDC guidelines as their basis for keeping you out of their stores. Also, remember this. Guidelines are not laws. CDC is not a lawmaking body, nor even a government office for that matter. CDC is a for-profit private corporation. So for the small demographic of you still lucid enough to require proof instead of just blindly doing whatever you're told, let's take a look at what the real authorities and scientists have to say about face masks. Here are just a few of the literally hundreds of studies and opinions from both government and science sources with regard to the use of face masks. You can find all these citations in the show notes to this podcast number 708. Let's start with the World Health Organization. From their website, here's what we read. Quote, "The wide use of masks by healthy people is not supported by current evidence and carries uncertainties and critical risks. There is no current evidence to make a recommendation for or against their use." They continue then. "There is currently no evidence that wearing a mask by healthy persons can prevent them from infection with respiratory viruses, including COVID-19, unquote. That's right on the World Health Organization's website. They continue then, quote, "Keep a distance of at least 1 meter from other people," unquote. Not 6 feet. That's 1 meter, according to World Health Organization. You can see that source in the show notes. Okay, now let's go to the peer-reviewed journal, the British Medical Journal, from 9 April 2020. They have an article there called COVID-19, Important Potential Side Effects of Wearing Face Mask. Quote, "Face masks make breathing more difficult. For people with COPD, face masks are in fact intolerable to wear as they worsen their breathlessness. Moreover, a fraction of carbon dioxide previously exhaled is inhaled at each respiratory cycle. This may worsen the burden of COVID-19, unquote. They continue then, quote, "Mask fabric can determine an increase in viral load, and therefore they can cause a defeat of the innate immunity with an increase in infections. It is not time to act without evidence," unquote. Now, there's another article in the British Medical Journal entitled "Face Masks for the Public During the COVID-19 Crisis." Here's what that article says. Quote, "No randomized trials of masks so far for COVID-19. We did not find any published data that directly support the use of masks by the public. There were 10 randomized controlled trials that tested the efficacy of face masks. Analysis found no significant reduction in influenza transmission. Here's another quote from that same article, British Medical Journal. Of 31 eligible studies, the evidence is not sufficiently strong to support the use of face masks as a protective measure against COVID-19, unquote. Okay, so that's British Medical Journal. How about the CDC? What does CDC really say about masks? Here it is. Quote, currently, we are not finding any data that can quantify risk reduction from the use of masks. That citation is in your show notes. Russell Blaylock, PhD, one of the top immunological experts in the world, has this to say, quote, by wearing a mask, the exhaled viruses will not be able to escape and will concentrate in the nasal passages and travel into the brain. When a person has TB, for example, we have them wear a mask, not the entire community of non-infected. The recommendations by the CDC and World Health Organization are not based on any studies of this virus and have never been used to contain any other virus pandemic or epidemic in history. That citation is on your show notes. Here's an article from PubMed from the journal Virology. There are no sources that are disagreeing with these scientific findings. I have one more here from a dental journal. This is by John Hardy, PhD, entitled, Why Face Masks Don't Work. Quote, the primary reason for mandating the wearing of face masks is to protect dental personnel from airborne pathogens. This review has established that face masks are incapable of providing such a level of protection. The CDC is guilty of perpetuating a myth, a disservice to the patients. Unquote. So this is just the smallest sampling of the enormous amount of research on face masks. Generally, they're all saying the same thing, that there's no evidence of protection from infectious disease, but there is significant evidence of respiratory interference promoting illness. So then, why are local governments, police, and businesses in the lockdown states so fanatical about wearing face masks? It's about power. Unjustified by any legitimate science, it's clear that there is no valid health reason for wearing masks in public. I'll say that again. It's clear that there is no valid health reason for wearing masks in public. Remember the science we showed in our video, The Germ Theory of Disease, about the size of viruses compared with the size of the openings in face masks? And we talked about paddling your kayak under the Golden Gate. Remember that? It's physically impossible for masks to defend against the infinitesimal virus. So why all this hysteria forcing masks on people? Ever wonder that? It's not just the $400 million face mask industry. No. The idea of face masks has now devolved into something much more sinister. And it's only about one thing, power. The entire global pandemic may be seen simply as a demonstration of bureaucratic power, like nothing else in the history of mankind. Now that we have clearly shown in our last three YouTube videos, see the homepage at The Doctor Within, that one, there is no new disease in the world. Two, there is no novel virus spreading throughout the world. Three, COVID-19 exists only in laboratories. Four, the five tests for COVID are completely unreliable. And five, therefore, the daily reported numbers used to justify ongoing confinement are fraudulent. So why is this fake pandemic being artificially prolonged in so many states? Why do all these states remain locked down, devastating people's everyday lives? Again, there's only one answer for that: power. In the absence of science, this fake pandemic is being prolonged by a concerted agenda of bureaucrats. The lifeblood, the professional DNA, the very reason for being of any bureaucrat is to do what? To advance their own power at all costs. And never before has so much power been placed within their grasp in such a short time. It's intoxicating, and they can't let it go. That's why they keep extending and extending the return to normal in so many states. Nothing to do with protecting people, only about controlling people. It turns out that it's the face mask in particular that has come to empower everyone, from the lowliest bag clerk in the grocery store, who's now been elevated to the rank of junior G-man, all the way up to the governor and everyone in between. Wow, minimum wage and I get to join Youth for Hitler. What a bonus. And why has the face mask suddenly become this enormous issue? It's a symbol of the new religion. Do you think the clerk who screams at you for walking into the store without a face mask, do you think he cares if you live or die? Do you think the bureaucrats in your state or city who make up the illegal face mask rules care if you live or die? Of course not. Do you think they have any idea of the lack of science behind face masks or the science that proves they promote illness? Of course not. Bureaucrats are not interested in learning. That would do nothing to increase their power. So it's not about your health or well-being at all. It's all symbolic. It's that face masks have become a symbol of their new religion, the germ theory cult. Face masks are now a religious totem, like rosary beads or yarmulkes or SS badges or eagle feathers. By not wearing one, you are signifying to them that you are not a member of their cult, and that enrages them enough to harm you any way they can, just like the beginning of most wars in history. Then, higher up the food chain, face mask compliance is a symbol that the bureaucrats can pass any laws, any violations of the Constitution whatsoever, and most people will obey without a whimper. George and Alexander and Thomas, they'd be embarrassed indeed to see us roll over like this, with no blowback, no outcry. Children, the forgotten victims. The COVID phenomenon has brought enormous trauma and abuse to one group in particular that is never mentioned in pop press: children. Just think how their lives have been materially damaged in so many ways during the past 4 months. Here are just a few examples. Alienating kids from contact with their friends and peers, turning kids into de facto germophobes, closing local parks, arcades, sports venues, malls, swimming pools, tennis courts, soccer fields, etc., all these months. Canceling life events like birthday parties and graduations. Replacing actual school with the phony ersatz online school, where the kid learns the first day to log in, press mute, and then turn off video. Forcing kids even deeper into the isolation of their cyber world of iPhone, Switch, etc., as though they weren't already immersed enough in that medium, right? Aggravating any respiratory and allergic conditions by forcing kids to wear face masks. Also, many of the kids who attend summer camps have been especially devastated by the arbitrary closure of what may be one of the main events of their lives, something they look forward to all year long. One little girl I know was scheduled for her fourth summer at camp this year. For several weeks, the state kept playing games with the owners of that camp, telling them they could still open if only this, if only that, and kept adding outrageous new requirements every week. Here's just a partial list of those requirements. Any camper from out of state had to do a 2-week quarantine. Social distancing at all times at camp, indoors and out. There's to be no singing or yelling the entire season. No singing or yelling the entire season. Kids have to wear face masks at all meals. Kids can only have contact with their own cabin mates. No assemblies of the whole camp, no campfires, theater activities, sing-alongs, etc. Only one cabin at a time may go swimming in the 3-mile-long lake. This is only a partial list of the absurd rules made up by the bureaucrats in Maine. Finally, the owners realized that this mutated version of camp was not camp at all, and they announced the closure for the entire season. The kids were devastated, a trauma they'll carry with them all their lives. And then I discovered that this identical scenario has played out in the majority of summer camps all across the country. Most just closed without a squawk. But wait, that's not nearly the worst of it for kids. In the next podcast, number 709, we're going to go into detail about the permanent changes in kids' everyday lives coming soon. Don't know if you've picked up on it yet or not, but here's what's going on. The bureaucrats are now going to pretend like, for the first time in history, that we are permanently threatened by this COVID disease and that it will never go away. Maybe you can remember the other boutique epidemics of recent years. What happened was, as soon as the vaccine was funded, the threat of the epidemic immediately disappeared and we never heard from it again. This is different. COVID-19 is completely different. So like I said, bureaucrats are now going to pretend for the first time in history that we are going to be permanently threatened by the possibility of its continuation. And so we're going to have to make dramatic, permanent changes to the social order and the way we live our lives. The schools are going to be the worst hit at making invasive life changes for kids. Like most other school districts, LA County is already gearing up for the fall to maintain social distancing and wearing masks all day, every day from now on, in the absence of any disease threat. This is the new normal. That idea hasn't really clicked into the general awareness yet. But just remember, this little social experiment we've got going on, dreamed up by these latter-day Nazis, is literally stealing time from the lives of our children. And it's just beginning. This is just a sample of what we're going to discuss in our next podcast. Not only is this contrived epidemic not over yet, even in the open states, but bureaucrats are doing everything in their power to prolong the illusion of a permanent bio threat with permanent changes to our everyday lives. They'll only get away with it, though, if you let them. So what can we do? What can we do about all this? Well, for starters, you can follow up on the science references above. Don't take our word for it. Check them out yourself. They're listed in the show notes to this podcast. Also, you can save a lot of time informing yourself by going to the last few podcasts and videos that are on the homepage of The Doctor Within. Then, after you learn the true science, you can stand up and speak truth to power anytime you're confronted with mindless propaganda, like what Elon Musk did with the Newsom biped. The governor wants to keep all business closed in California as long as possible, right? In order to derive as much power as possible. With Tesla closed for 4 months and no end in sight, Elon made it known that there was no science behind the indefinite business closures in California, and that he was entertaining overtures from Nevada, Texas, etc., to move his enterprise out of the state. Seeing the dollars flying out of California, Newsom actually came to Elon and allowed him to start producing cars again. That's the only way to stop the insanity. That's what real vertebrates do. They stand up and tell truth to power. Another thing you can do is inform yourself about the face mask exemption form available free at The Doctor Within. Go to the homepage and click on podcasts. This form is a two-sided form you can laminate. One side informs the reader that face masks are a violation of the Americans with Disabilities Act and outlines the penalties for anyone violating it, like grocery store owners, restaurant owners, etc. The other side is an actual disability slip signed by your doctor that states how blocking exhaled CO2 will aggravate or cause allergies, asthma, etc., with all the science references at the bottom. This will be useful in the fall for kids returning to school. Learn it. Use it. Bring your iPhone and record interactions. Still another thing we can all do, what we should have done last March the 16th, is this. The next time some slovenly, ill-dressed bureaucrat comes on TV and YouTube and announces another general house arrest in your county for an undefined period of time, saying there's some imaginary, unproven, novel microbe supposedly circulating, here's what we can do. Here's what we should have done last time. Nothing. Ignore it. Don't stay home. Don't close your businesses. Don't close stores. Don't close schools. Just go about living your life, same as before, like they did in Sweden. There's not enough Gestapo to enforce something like that if everyone simply ignores it. And you know what would happen if everyone ignored it? Nothing. The COVID phenomenon only happened because we let it happen. We believed the bureaucrats and vaccine peddlers. We believed their lies without investigating them. And look what happened. Think of all the trillions we could have saved, how much better our lives would be today if we'd used the last 4 months to improve our lives and support our families instead of burying our heads in the sand, listening to the propaganda of all the self-serving bureaucrats. What a colossal waste of time and money. So thank you for your kind attention here. Please listen to our next podcast, where we're going to start with the horrifying program that's about to become part of our lives, contact tracing. Please find the podcasts and videos on the homepage at thedoctorwithin.com. Thank you very much for listening. Please download this and share. Follow up on our website at thedoctorwithin.com. Thank you.